Where is the Garden of Eden? The answer is next on today's Creation Moment. And now, here's our Creation Moment host, Ian Taylor.
One mystery that has intrigued man for thousands of years is the location of the Garden of Eden. Even Sunday school children stare at maps and carefully read Genesis chapter 2, verses 8-14, trying to locate it. But when we wonder where the Garden of Eden was, there are other passages in the Bible which we need to consider. Genesis chapter 3, verses 23-24 make it very clear that God closed the garden to man, meaning no one could ever go back. But there is even more important information in Scripture on the location of the Garden of Eden. In Genesis chapter 7, verse 11, we find that all the fountains of the great deep were broken up and the windows of the heavens were opened, unquote. These words about the breaking up of all the fountains of the deep suggests violence and widespread volcanic action. The geological record says that such violent action was indeed widespread. And very clearly, the opening of the windows of heaven describes much more than just a heavy rain. In the Genesis flood, the entire Earth's surface underwent violent reshaping. We find evidence of this in fossils which are found today on mountaintops. We know that some of those creatures lived 5 miles below the ocean's surface. You can find the rivers on maps today with the same names as those mentioned in Genesis. But the fact is, those rivers on our maps today are only named after their pre-flood counterparts. God closed Eden to sinful man and violently reshaped the earth's surface in the flood. The only way back to God is through Jesus Christ.
To get a complete set of transcripts from Creation Moments programs, ask about the book Letting God Create Your Day when you visit us online at creationmoments.com. And join us again for another Creation Moment, proclaiming evidence of God's truth.